Come to order in 60 seconds. The Senate Education Committee will come to order. Good afternoon. The Senate continues to welcome the public in person and via the teleconference service. For individuals wishing to provide public comment, today's participant number is 877-226-8163. Again, that's 877-226-8163. And the access code is 736-2836. Again, that's 736-2836. We are holding our committee hearing here in the Capitol. I ask all members of the committee to be present in room 112, so we can establish a quorum and begin. Actually, we're beginning our hearing as a subcommittee, but establish a quorum. I ask the testimony this afternoon of main witnesses in support or opposition be limited to 2 people per side at the maximum, with 2 minutes for each person. All others may add on and simply state your name, organization, and your position. Again, we do not have a quorum. We will start as a subcommittee. We have one bill on today's agenda, SB 531, from committee member Senator Ochoa Bogue. Senator Ochoa Bogue, welcome. You may proceed when you are ready.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. I'm pleased to present Senate Bill 531, which will encourage partnerships between local education agencies and businesses in their communities while providing safe work-based learning opportunities for our students. SB 531 simply seeks to correct an unintended consequence of AB 130, a 2021 budget bill. Although AB 130 sought to address an issue with non-classroom-based charter schools, it unintentionally affected all local education agencies by requiring student work experience program partners to conduct criminal background checks on every single employee working at the same job location as the student. The Department of Education conducted a survey of local education agencies regarding this new requirement and found that for cost reasons, a large number of work experience partners had to terminate their contracts with the LEAs, which meant a majority of work experience programs, as well as the workability program that serves students with disabilities, were no longer available. With the number of work experience opportunities severely reduced, students who want to work need to apply for a student work permit and find employment at a business that is not required to adhere to employee background check requirements. SB 531 will encourage community businesses back into partnerships with the local education agencies as long as businesses meet certain background check requirements. Parental approval is obtained, and there are regular check-in with the students in the workplace. Student safety remains a top priority, and SB 531 will simply increase the number of work experience opportunities available to students while ensuring there are necessary safeguards in place to protect students in these workplaces. With me today is Lee Angela Reed. Is she here? No, she's not here. Okay. Sorry, no witnesses here today with it. So SB 531 fixes an unintended consequence of prior budget legislation and is a reasonable solution that ensures our students can continue obtaining job skills in a safe work environment. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Very good. And so we do not have any witnesses in support, at least not yet. Okay. If somebody does come, we'll allow them to proceed out of order. Are there any witnesses here in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, let us establish I'm sorry, we do have a witness. Well,
I'm sorry.
Welcome, Mr. Vaca.
Mr. Chair, Jeff Vaca, representing the Riverside County Superintendent of Schools, 23 school district superintendents in Riverside County in support.
In support, thank you. Any witnesses in opposition? Seeing none, let us quickly establish a quorum. Madam Consultant, please call the roll.
Newman?
Here.
Newman here. Ochoa Bogue?
Here.
Ochoa Bogue here. Cortese?
Here.
Cortese here. Glazer? McGuire? Smallwood Cuevas? Smallwood Cuevas here. Wilk?
Okay.
We have a quorum.
Very good. We do have a quorum. Let us now move to the teleconference line. Is there anybody on the teleconference line? Ms. Moderator, also named Josh, if you could query the line for anybody who'd like to testify in support of or in opposition to the measure, SB 531.
For support or opposition to SB 531, please press 1, then 0 on your telephone keypad. It appears we have no support or opposition.
Good. I appreciate your help today. Let's come back to the dais. Any questions or comments from members of the committee? No, for my part, thank you for doing the work to solve this unintended consequence of other legislation. I need a motion, but if we have a motion from a member, if you got a motion from Senator Cortese, would you like to close?
I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Very good. Madam Consultant, please call the roll.
File item 1, SB 531, Ochoa Bogue. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Ochoa Bogue?
Aye.
Ochoa Bogue, aye. Cortese?
Aye.
Cortese, aye. Glazer? McGuire? Smallwood Cuevas? Smallwood Cuevas, aye. Wilk?
Very good. The measure has 4 votes, and it will move out of this committee. And with that, I am actually going to adjourn the committee. So thank you, everybody. Thank you for being here. And with that, the Senate Committee on Education is adjourned.